Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. I'd like to welcome you to another radio show. As you know, this radio show, which is on every month, once a month, is the Saint Germain radio show. And we're happy to bring in very soon our friend Brigida and Mike. Brigida is a ascended master teacher who also teaches in many different areas of spirituality out of New Jersey. So if you ever get down to the Clinton, New Jersey area, or if you're traveling in this part of the country, make sure to go and connect up with Brigida. She does training in both Ascended Master Channeling also, and all the different things. To check out all her different things, yeah, I'm just like, it's totally escaping me. I'm thinking of like astral travel, I'm thinking about channeling, I'm thinking about sacred geometry. There we go. It's all clicking there. To find out more about her, go to her website, which is www.lightbridge101.com. That's lightbridge101.com. And we also have on us this evening on the show, Mike. And Mike is going to be channeling music from the higher realms. I've done a lot of work with Mike and with Brigida over the years, but if you ever get a chance to do work with Mike, he does private sessions, and he actually connects you with energy that helps you go to a higher vibration and everything like that. Just amazing work. And if you haven't done already, make sure to go over to his website, and you can download some of his incredible channeled music. And you can do that by going to www.mikeschneidercc.com, and that's MikeSnyderCC.com. Now, if you missed any of these links, you can get them off of the radio website, where you can find out more about this radio show and any other radio shows. You can also listen to the replays to any of these shows by going to www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Brigida, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much, Mark.
Yes, I'm going to hand it off to you.
Thank you. Considering that Mark himself is an incredibly powerful medium, healer, guide, spiritual teacher, offering also retreat weekends himself, you certainly want to check him out. What's your personal website, Mark?
Sure, thank you. Yes, if you want to find out more about some of the new programs I created, and some of the freebie stuff that I have out there, like how to connect with your angels and with your guides and stuff like that. I have some free audio and video that's out there on my website. I also created three new programs recently. One of them is on prayer. One of them is on how to meet your soulmate. And I have another incredible one on how to contact your higher self. All of these and my services and everything are on my website, which is www.markarawson.com. That's MarkaRawson. Thanks a lot for that.
Sure. So we have quite a month ahead of us. We already had a heck of a start, and I think Saint Germain will address that. But this October especially, is supposed to be the month of transformation. And not like we haven't experienced transformation before, and it has felt that way. And I just got across an email of someone who talked about, you know, how we all expected this great shift, 12/21/2012, and now it seems almost more intense, more uncomfortable. We are even asked to surrender more to the moment, and we are obviously all wondering, when is this going to stop? When is it going to get easier? And yet, if we're really honest with ourselves, something has changed. Just the way we look at things, the way we approach things, the way resolutions are found, just considering about, for example, Syria, where a war potentially was about to happen, and so far it has not happened. I think that's big, considering the past of how usually these things kind of worked out in the past. So we are starting to see how different new approaches are being taken. And as scary as these things are, you know, with like the government being on freeze, on hold and things like that, this is really necessary for all of us to take a closer look at that, what is not working in our lives. We have to come to a moment of absolute quietness, and we have to become still. And so much busyness in our lives sometimes is really nothing else than us sabotaging ourselves and really taking a look what's going on. So what does our higher self, our divine I Am Presence do? We suddenly lose a job or this or that happens, and suddenly we are forced, a relationship ends, and suddenly we are forced to take a look at our life because it suddenly gets very quiet around us. And these moments are tremendous opportunities. And we are leading up to another winter. Many are afraid, especially in the northeast, about another winter, what kind of storms are going to come. You know, we've had Sandy last year that hit the east coast pretty badly. And now here we are at another October. The last two Octobers, we had pretty hefty storms at the end of October. So what is this October going to bring? And, you know, I just lovingly remind all of you that we are co-creators and to send lots of loving thoughts into this and to transform and transmute fear as much as we can. But the same as with Syria, maybe we are going to see now how powerful we really are and that the past doesn't have to repeat itself, that we really have the power to bring peace and harmony around us, and that even the weather conditions do not have to repeat itself, regardless of what everybody seems to predict. We have the power to definitely make changes. So October, transformation, we have October 13th, where supposedly the Pope is going to consecrate the world, or some of the world, with the powerful Mary energy. It's done in celebration of the last time that Fatima appeared on October 13th. Don't ask me the year. So that is happening. Then on October 19th, we have a lunar eclipse. And then, of course, we also are steering towards October 31st, Halloween, All Saints Day on November 1st. And we all know that during this time, the veil is always much thinner. So, again, more opportunities to really go deeper into ourselves and to take a look now what is there versus what was there a year or 2 years ago. And you might actually be surprised how different you are, that, you know, that it's not, the truth is not that nothing has changed. You've changed quite a bit. So we're going to jump into the channeling of first through the music that Mike is going to bring and then through me when I bring through St. Germain, but I lovingly want to remind you that I also offer phone sessions. So if you need guidance and if you need assistance and you're in a different country and you can't reach me physically, you can certainly contact me via the phone. You can see my phone number on my website, or it's 908-892-0751, and that's in the USA, and I'm at the East Coast, so please don't call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. That would be great. And so, also, Mark, can you just throw in there, if St. Germain is going to channel usually until about 9 o'clock, And then you guys have an opportunity to call in and ask the main questions too. And there's a specific number you can call. Mark, do you have the number handy that they can
call? Sorry about that. I totally forgot to add that in. If you want to call in and ask questions of the Ascended Master directly for high-level guidance, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Great, thank you. And you know, and when we really start looking a little bit more at nature instead of, you know, just, you know, we all don't ignore it. But still, we go through spring and we celebrate spring as a new beginning, and then summer we become very active, and now we have autumn. And many kind of don't like autumn so much. Everybody likes them for the colors, but it's also the pre-stage of winter. But yet in there is a tremendous force of transformation. You know, the leaves are changing. Even that symbolizes change. Our colors are going to change and are going to be shown. And we are preparing already with that time in the winter when we are going to nest more and where we are going to go more within. So use October really as an opportunity to prepare yourself with what you want to do through the winter, and don't let the winter just be a place of darkness, but a place of opportunity to really settle within yourself, to really go deep and bring some new aspects for you or from you out into the world. So these are exciting times, really, and not times to be afraid of. And we really need to change that consciousness, because really looking at Christmas, that really has gotten such a bad rap. But we can make a difference. We can change all of that. So remind yourself that you carry a tremendous amount of light inside of you and that you have the power to change. So Mike is going to come on now, and he's going to channel through his music, which is extremely powerful. Sometimes even if the music might kick out, because, you know, with these high frequencies, we found that every once in a while it skips on the radio. Don't worry about it. You still are going to receive these incredible energy downloads that are coming through with the music. So allow yourself to just sit in meditation and allow yourself to just receive the healing, the blessings from the Ascended Master Realms, from the Angelic Kingdom, from your spirit guides, and really allow yourself to receive that for your own sake. And don't let your mind take over thinking, because you can't hear every tone sometimes, that this is no good. This goes much deeper. And it is for us to really learn that energy doesn't always have sound, that it's for us to feel it, to feel the essence of ourselves, to feel the essence of everything around us, instead of needing to hear it or to touch it, to go even deeper into the intangible world. So with that, I'm going to hand over to Mike. Mike, are you there? Are you ready?
Yeah, okay. I'm ready to play some music.
Okay, good. So we'll start with Mike. Everybody enjoy, relax. And then when Mike is done, Saint Germain is going to come through me and we'll address everybody who's listening. Awesome. All right.
Thank you.
greetings, my dear friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with great joy that I come before you at this time as a member and as a representative of the hierarchy of light. Open your hearts to my love and my compassion for you as I've been there before. I've worked myself through the ups and downs of physical life of matter to detach myself from matter, to ascend into a higher form of existence and consciousness, to then in return help all of you to do the same, so that you in return can help all of humanity to do the same. We are all treading a path. I am, you are, all of the ascended masters have walked the path before you, and all of you are walking the path now, and all of those who will walk the path in the future. And I'm here to remind you of your great commitment you've made that allowed you not only to incarnate here on Earth at this time, but that allowed you certain abilities to carry with you through the veil to Earth that are now in the process of opening up within and around you. Trust this process. All of these purgings you've been going through, all of the releasing, all of the pains, all of the willingness of yours to face other aspects of your own inner ego and darkness or whatever you deem to be darkness, all of this is not a waste of time. You might think that as you've refined yourself, the pain also has grown, but that is not exactly true. Your awareness has grown, but because of that, you can also see and experience a different form of love and light like never before. So yes, of course, mastership is about walking a fine line between light and darkness, between love and fear, between hope and despair. And yet, you are doing this. And I want you to know that you're doing this. You might not always feel the way that you're doing this, but you are. And you are making a difference. Transformation is always about bringing two opposing aspects together and creating something new. So when summer and winter come together in autumn, and you see the equinox, the equalness between light and darkness, there is a powerful moment in that. There's a moment where light and darkness can align itself with each other so that a new form of existence, a new form of consciousness, a new sense of self can be created. Now, as this happens in an outer realm, it happens within you too. So as you're learning more and more to live your life in alignment with what's going on around you, you will find that the transformation you're experiencing now is only a greater opening to your divine gifts, is only a greater opening to your true divine entity. And many of you feel that something is just about to happen to you or to humanity as a whole. You might even feel that it is something that is or will be incredibly profound and powerful. What you're really feeling is your own inner birth, that you are getting ready to further and further expand and open up your beautiful angelic wings to fly beyond matter, beyond the physical bondage, into an existence that allows you to act as a full co-creator here on Earth. And so use this gift, use the ability to co-create. And when it is that you feel that you've created disharmony or lack of whether it's lack of money, lack of a job, step back. Don't get caught. Do not get caught in the illusion. But take a look at what it might really mean. Take a look as to what belief system you might have picked up from your neighbor, from those you've been working with or you've been living with. And what is really your belief system? What is really your heart telling you? So it is that you're being prepared further and further to move to this place of inner stillness, to bring yourself back to your center and to quiet yourself and hear that voice of your divine master talking to you directly. It's not about us ascended masters. It is about the master aspect within yourself that you want to connect with and connect to. Now, I want to get into a rather small event that many might have missed, and yet it has had and is continuing to have a great influence on Earth and in particular on your own life. The beginning of October, the comet went very close by Mars and created an alignment between Mars, this comet, and Earth. And it has triggered a series of events that is now very visual to you, not only in your own life, but it's in this country and around the world. And it is about a force that is not so much about the warrior energy of Mars, which some people immediately think of when they connect with Mars, but it is with the energy, connected with the energy of Geburah. So those of you who study the Kabbalah, it is that aspect of letting go what no longer serves you through courage and strength. So in this time, in this opening, what you're asked is to even analyze further your thought patterns, your visions, your ideas about yourself and your surroundings, and to let go of what no longer is in alignment with your heart. That especially includes any form of judgment. Judgment towards self and judgment towards your surroundings. Now, the judgment towards your surrounding is really only happening because you're also very hard on yourself. So it is a time to remind you to be gentle with yourself, to love yourself, to allow that divine goddess or divine god to step out of his or her shell and to let his or her light shine. You might have experienced in the last few weeks a lot of questions about relationships, how to approach relationships, how to change relationships, whether to end relationships and start new relationships. But what's really underneath it is the change that is occurring within yourself and the relationship towards yourself, your approach towards you. Your level of love and compassion towards you. Something is changing there. You're no longer allowing yourself to be limited. And that starts with making new choices about how you limit yourself through the power of your mind. How do you limit yourself through hanging on to the past, not willing to experience something new, something you might never have experienced before, something absolutely unprecedented, and yet all is possible. If I can precipitate out of nothing something, so the power of transformation, so the power of my alignment with my divine self, you can do that too. Don't think that only because I've lived for so long and I've learned so much and I've done so much and I ascended to my higher realm, that I am so far that you cannot possibly reach the abilities that I have. That is not truth. It does not take years and years of studying. It does not take long times of working on yourself. It can be at the blink of an eye that you can step through that inner portal to a new expanded sense of self, that you can step into your master self, and you can transform and transmute anything around you into love, light, gold, silver, whatever it needs to be. But is it about gold? Is it about making or changing lead into gold? What is it really about? What are the true values that you're seeking at this time? So I am now going to step back, and I'm going to allow Eolia, who is a higher aspect of me, who is comparable to what Sananda is to Jesus the Christ, I will allow or permit or ask, or it is really not a permitting, it is an agreement, so to speak. I will let Eolia now speak to your heart, taking you on a small inner journey to assist you even further to open up to your galactic self. So if this journey goes a little bit beyond the 9 p.m. mark, don't worry. We will have a little bit of time left for the phone call. So just allow yourself to flow with this instead of hanging on to a specific time that something needs to happen. And just open your hearts up, because there's something very sacred that is happening this month of October. And Eolia will help you to attune you to that frequency of transformation so that that sacredness can touch you too in the most miraculous and beautiful way. So I will now step back, and I will allow Eolia to come through. Eolia will come through this channel, and Eolia will address you directly. And at the end, I will take over one more time, and then you can call in with questions. And it will begin now. I will step back now. Greetings, my beloved sisters and brothers of the light. You might not know me. I am Eolia, and you can call me a galactic consciousness of the violet flame. And I'm here to help you and support you at this time that is very much about completion. It is very much about the glorious end of a phase in your life that started many, many lifetimes ago. Many lifetimes ago, you came to Earth and you committed yourself to a path that allowed you to understand and have compassion with the human soul. For that, you had to make many sacrifices. Sacrifices that even go into this lifetime. And yet, the cycle is almost complete for you. You are at a threshold of a new beginning, of a new life, where all the old contracts are closed out and you can choose new contracts. And that, my dear friends, is what you're feeling. And that is why you feel such a detachment to some of the busy work that is on earth. That's why you feel at times that certain habits no longer have any interest for you, no longer have anything that keeps your attention, because it no longer is you. Whether it's food-related items, whether it is certain things you've done in the past and you've enjoyed in the past, and now suddenly you simply feel no longer called to participate in those types of events, gatherings, habits. And there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing to worry about. This is not an illness. This is not you becoming numb. On the contrary, it is you opening up to a new you, the galactic you, the you that is more cosmic. And you can see on TV all these series and movies all about the cosmos, all about touching on extraterrestrial life. So it is about moving beyond the Earth realm. It is about moving beyond the solar system. It is continuously now about aligning your heart, the heart of this solar system, the heart of this galaxy. Because some of you, it might even go beyond. It might go to the heart of this universe, or simply to the heart of all that is. But be reminded that you're also part still of humanity. Your soul is part of the human soul. Your body is part of the human body. So patience is necessary. My dear friends, my dear space cadets and those who are so much desiring to find your way home. And so I invite you now to take a few deep breaths and to allow yourself to think down into that alignment, to think down into your heart first, but to feel also that your heart is not just the heart of yours, and it's also not just the heart of humanity, but it is also equally the heart of Gaia, of Earth. You are truly an extension of the Earth. And so now allow yourself to feel as part of Gaia, as part of the Earth. Allow yourself to feel the influence of the planets around you, but especially the influence of Mars. It has started off this month, Mars. And there you can now feel coming that incredibly powerful comet that has been in many other places beyond the solar system. And it's carrying newness. It's carrying new beginnings. Galactic radiance. And yes, in the past history on Earth, you would think of a comet as one that hits the Earth and kills the majority of living beings on Earth and brings change through death. Does it have to be that way? can history change? Some believe history repeats itself. And yes, there's a certain truth to that because there is an ascension spiral, so there are similar events that will continue happening until fully released to the raising of your consciousness. But maybe that is the time you're experiencing now, the raising of your consciousness that is taking you on a very new ascension spiral. A new adventure. So expand your heart into the heart of Gaia. And do not be afraid of the influence of that comet or of Mars, but see it as giving you and Gaia the strength to go through a series of transformation necessary to even further align yourself with that radiance of the sun and of the galactic core. And so allow yourself now to expand into your solar heart. To expand your heart so much into that bright light of the sun. And by doing so, you're taking the heart of Gaia with you. There is a merging taking place. And the sun becomes an intermediary. The moon and the earth and the sun create a holy trinity. But now you're expanding. Now you're using the sun to create a holy trinity between the earth, the sun, and let us lovingly call it the galactic sun, the galactic center, the galactic core, the galactic heart. And so feel, and the power of feeling is the key. Feel the holy trinity in everything. The feeling that connects your body with your heart. The heart that connects you, your physical self, with your soul. The soul that connects you with your divine I Am presence, with your spiritual self. And now merge that into the power, into the radiance of the body in alignment with the sun, to open up to your galactic self. There are many masters surrounding you at this time. There's Kuan Yin touching your heart to release some of that heaviness that is still within your heart because of your connection to humanity as a whole. And then there's Isis. A similar imprint to Kuan Yin, just focusing more on the power of alchemy, the power of the lunar energies to transcend that what appears to be dead into something new. Because that is really the meaning of her story with Osiris. Creating out of something that is dead, that really isn't dead, because death, in the way that humanity thinks about death, doesn't really exist. It is only a transition point. Creating something new. So in this alignment now, in this alignment that you hold, let your life flow past you. You will see in your life very powerful moments that come up. It might have been the moments that you might have called extremely traumatic. But through this alignment, you can sense, see a silver lining, a connection, an understanding that you were not a victim, but all of this was necessary. For you to get closer to that threshold, to get closer to stepping out of the human cocoon and to become that galactic butterfly that you were always meant to be. So what do you think your colors of your beautiful new look, your new self, your new transformed self will be? How do you envision yourself to look like, to live your life? To be of service if your heart so desires, or to simply be the physical manifestation of divine truth, or divine love, or divine power. So now allow yourself to be pulled through the portal of the sun. And to step into that place that has no ceiling and no floor, that has no wall, that only has total expanded freedom, absolute lack of structure, just you and nothing else. Here at this place, you become pure divine mind. And this divine mind looks upon your earth self very differently from the way your earth mind looks at yourself. This divine mind of yours, your galactic self, it's not just one consciousness. Here, you melt together with all your soulmates and your twin flame and all of those who are part of your soul family. And you look upon the earth, and you look upon your life, and you look upon your fears, your human fears, and you understand the bigger picture. You can see now from where you are that all of this is not at all about you. That is what your lower self is trying to tell you, but it's not about you. It is about so much more than you. And you can also see that your lower self has tried to make you believe that you are all alone. That as much as you're trying to receive help and support, there really is none. But now, from a higher perspective, you can see that is not the truth. That is, again, your lower self doing its best to keep you in a state of fear, in a state of loss, in a state of separation. Now suddenly you can see all those people around you that actually would love to help you, but are afraid to hurt your feelings or are afraid that you might reject them, or are afraid that they might get pulled into something that they can't control. They're afraid of letting go of control. So there's their humanness that is keeping them apart from you. But in their hearts, they love you. They're just caught in the same form of confusion that your physical self at times is caught in. But your galactic self has power. Your galactic self has a power to infuse your physical self with strength so that your physical self gets a little bit of a taste to see beyond its limitations. So now that you are part of your galactic self, envision flowing beautiful galactic energies of empowerment and enlightenment and love to your physical self. And now, envision that same galactic ray of empowerment, enlightenment, and love that is continuing to be sent to you from your galactic self. Envision it going out from yourself, from your heart, out into your surroundings, into your own life, into your own home where you live, into your relationships, into your work situation, to everything surrounding you. If you want, you can even go beyond that to the government of this country or the country that you live in, or wherever you are called to send this galactic ray of power, enlightenment, and love to. Observe, feel, get a sense of a shift that is occurring. A loosening up of the tightness within your human self, as well as around you. So now, allow this connection to stay in place and to support you through these times of great change. Because I have no doubt, something significantly has shifted on December 21st, 2012. That there's everything new. The first few years are usually the hardest, as so many would like to reach back to the old and can no longer do this. So now that I, Aeolia, are now sealing this alignment into place within you, the alignment between your physical self, your solar self, and your galactic self, and that it is for you to nurture this alignment and to allow yourself to expand into your galactic self, to not only bring healing to your human self, but also to your surroundings. This will be increasingly beneficial to assist in the transformational process that must occur not only continuously in your own life, but also in the lives of many others. Now that I, Aeolia, am with you always to help you in this process to bring to completion something that was started a long time ago. Now bring yourself back to your physical self, but know that there is a continued alignment now with your galactic self that is going to support you in the days ahead. I am Aeolia, and my love is with you, always. And I will now step back to give room for Saint Germain to come through and close this event with those who might want to call in with questions. Blessings to you. And it is so. Greetings, my dear friends. I am Saint Germain, and I am back. Now is the time, if you do have questions for me, to call in. We will not have much time, about 5 or 10 minutes, as we will then have Mike Snyder playing his closing piece. So, Mark, is there anybody calling in at this time?
Checking the switchboard now. Hold on.
Thank you.
Yes, we have Susan. Can I bring her in?
Certainly. Go right ahead.
Susan, you're online.
Hi.
Greetings, Susan. It is an honor to speak to you directly. How can I be of assistance?
It's an honor to speak to you, too. I feel all... excuse me. I feel all the changes, and so I'm wondering how long until I can connect more profoundly.
Part of what is hindering you, my dear, is your own self-judgment. You are already connecting on a very deep level, but you tend to compare yourself with others, which takes away on your own personal experience. It is for you to open up to your own language, to open up to your own connections, and to not so much believe that the only way to connect to the Divine Angelic Kingdom and to the Ascended Master Realm is through the way that is explained to you by others. You know so much already, but you're talking yourself out of it because part of you does not believe that it can be that simple, and you do try to overcomplicate it. Trust the feelings, trust the changes within and around you, and now when something significant happens, when there is a deeper shift within you, it is not so much because it is only at that point that you became ready for that type of connection. It has a lot more to do with where you are at and the amount of love and light that your surroundings can take. You are in a place that whose hearts are very close to this time. And so if you would rip the channels open of the divinity that you can bring through, in many ways, it would short circuit souls that you are surrounded by. So you are a light worker. You are a messenger of love and light. And so you gradually are increasing the flow of love and light around you. But it is in baby steps. So be patient. It is not so much that you're not feeling the depth of the connection that you desire and that you remember from previous lifetimes in the higher realms. It is not so much that these connections cannot take place. It simply is that because you've chosen to be where you are right now, at the location and at the place where your love and light needs to be anchored, that there's a little bit of a slower process. So as your surrounding shifts and changes, you can then step up to the next level of consciousness, too. Does that make sense, my dear?
Yeah, it does. It really does. Thank you.
So be patient, and also know that your physical self right now is integrating a lot of higher energies, anchoring them into the earth. So you need to support your body a little bit more. Allow yourself to rest and not judge your body for being tired. Allow yourself to drink lots of fluids and allow yourself to simply be in the stillness that your physical self is yearning because it is part of that cocooning that brings about another stage of existence.
Boy, you hit the nail right on the head with everything that's going on with me.
Good. So be at peace now that you're not failing and you're not missing the boat and you're not missing the messages. You are truly doing a tremendous amount of work to assist humanity, because many wouldn't even be able to stand in the area that you're in. They would feel too overwhelmed and they would have to leave. So now that we are filled with gratitude for what it is you're doing, where you are doing it, as it is needed. Blessings to you, my dear. I am Saint Germain, and it is always my joy to connect with you. And now that I am with you always, and that I'm assisting and supporting you in this transformation that you're bringing forth in the area that you live. Blessings to you.
Hey, Saint Germain, it's Mark, and I have a question for you.
Certainly. Go right ahead.
I was wondering if you could tell me what the most important lesson is as far as my personal growth and vibration is at this time.
You are, my friend, going to another level of surrender, and many of you are, truthfully, at this time. You thought you learned the lesson of surrender. You thought you learned the lesson of being in the moment. You thought you learned the lesson of detaching yourself from the outcome. And yet, in this month of October, you're asked to do this even further, to take it to another level. And there can be fear coming up because you would like to know what's around the corner. You also are getting tired of these tests and trials that force you to be in the moment. But now that you have chosen to be a leader, you've chosen to be a way shower for humanity, as many of those of you who are calling in and listening to the radio show are. And so now that you once again are treading a pathway, you're creating a groove, so to speak, so that others can walk it too. The only way for humanity to move into a new form of existence is by being willing to truly detach themselves from the past, from the memories and the history of the past, and to trust that in each moment that they will be provided for. And so it is that many of you right now who are the way showers are being challenged in the way that obstacles are being put in your way. They are not being put in your way by us or by the hierarchy of light. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but they are actually put in your way by your divine I Am presence, in the knowing that part of you overcoming these obstacles in a loving and trusting way will be creating a wave of transformation that, because of who you are, is going to be extremely powerful and potent as it affects the global consciousness. So that is going on for you right now. Remember who you are. Remember the connection you have with all of us, and use that connection to help you be in the moment and to help you be present to everything that is presented to you, so that continuously you transform and transmute any form of sadness, disappointment, anger into the vibration of love and light, not through judgment, not through judging yourself for the human sensation, but through embracing it with love. It takes tremendous strength and tremendous power to do that, to not get caught, especially where you live too and where you find yourself at now, to not get caught in your environment, and this is a message for all of the listeners, to not get caught in your environment, in your work environment, in your relationship environment, or even in the environment where you feel that it's lacking a relationship of your love. Do not get caught in the illusion of separation, in the illusion of loneliness, in the illusion that there is not enough, that you're not supported, that there is only limitation, that there's only challenges. To not get caught in that, but to maintain that oasis, this island of love and peace that nothing in the outer can affect. And so you are reaching a time right now, Mark, where once again it is for you to redefine your choices as to how you would like to see yourself of service to humanity. Simply redefine it. Recheck your motives as to why you do what you're doing, and listen to your heart and listen to your galactic self, and you will find the answers that you seek.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Always a great honor.
The honor is all mine, and so I believe now would be a good time to hand it over to Mike, my dear friend Mike. I do appreciate so much your willingness to also not get caught in some of the dramas around you. Stay steady in your heart. Many of you are going through a process of detachment of some of your loved ones. Stay strong in your heart. Everything is happening according to a divine plan. It is also another level of surrender that you're also asked to do continuously. But now that, and we hope you feel our deep gratitude for everything that you have been doing and the way you have been anchoring love and light into your surrounding and through your music. And now that your music makes a great, great difference in the world. Don't ever estimate any of your listeners. Do not ever underestimate the divine gifts that are yours. Whether it is a smile, a kind word you give, you truly are powerhouses. Blessings to all of you. I am Sanctuary. And it is so. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in and for listening to the Sanctuary Radio Show. And hope to see you again, or for you to call in again and check in again second Tuesday of the month. So the next one is next November on the second Tuesday of November. Looking forward to seeing you there. Lots of love and blessings to all of you. And that is the end of the show. Mark, anything you have to say?
No, we're off the air. Thanks, everybody, and good night.
Good night.